thrill on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this filing Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. 4 hours, basically, to get to the county building of Emmett County or Presque Isle County and file for county commissioner. Rogers City, east of U.S. 23, basically downtown Rogers City, you need to file before 3 o'clock today for District 3. We need a Republican candidate to run for that seat. Michael Darger, the longtime Democrat, is retiring. As of right now, I believe it's nobody's filed for it. It's wide open. If you file for it as a Republican, you'll probably be the next county commissioner for Rogers City. If you have any questions, call or text me right after the show at 12 noon. I'll walk you through it. We'll get your paperwork filed long before the 3 o'clock, technically 4 p.m. filing deadline today. We'll get this done. Last call, Emmett County, Bear River and Resort Townships. You need to go to the Emmett County Municipal Building there in Petoskey and file your paperwork today. Again, if you have any questions, call or text me 231-360-5140. I'm going to be in the office working today. I'll walk you through it. This is something you've got to do. And if you can't do it, find somebody to do it for us. We still have seats available for Sheboygan County. Robert Heineken, he filed for District 2 yesterday. Thank you, Robert, for doing that. Jonathan Deek, the computer geek, I believe filed yesterday. I'll double-check with him during the break. For John Wallace's seat there in Tuscarora Township. This is top priority, folks. We got less than basically 5 hours. 4 hours, technically, in 51 minutes. We got to get this done. It's that simple. No, actually, it's 4 hours and 51 minutes. The clock is ticking. And if you're not going to spend more than $1,000 on your campaign, you get a waiver. You don't even have to file a campaign committee. You can ask for a waiver. It's that simple. Just put your name on the ballot. You'll be elected because nobody else is even running for these seats as Republicans. So again, Emmett County listeners, if you live or somebody lives that you know in Bear River or Resort Townships, today's the day. Technically, it's 4 p.m. Again, 4 hours and 50 minutes now. To be filed, it's a no-brainer to do it. We can get this done. Downstate Phyllis asking, what were the bill numbers for the short-term rental bills? Anytime you want to look up bills, folks, go to mivotes.org, do a search. I told her to search for short-term rentals. That's what I did. Came back House Bills 5437 through 5446. She comes back with, you the best. Thank you, Ms. Phyllis. Greatly appreciate you being part of the show. Government spending on things that the governor deems necessary. We got a couple of bills that we're going to talk about, a couple of things that she's doing. She's expanding resources towards certain bureaucratic agencies and departments. We're going to get into that. More things that we have to follow in Lansing together. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Checking out these stories at MERS News Service down in Lansing. This is going to be interesting because under the Michigan Clean Water Plan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to throw $290 million into the program. We're going to get into that bill. We're going to talk about it. But a case that really caught my eye that I want to make sure I get into today's show. The United States Supreme Court. We don't do this very often. We don't go to Washington. But this could end up having major ramifications here in northern Michigan. and I did not realize that the numbers were as large as they are. But according to this MERS news story, the United States Supreme Court yesterday heard oral arguments in a dispute on whether an Oregon city's camping ordinance dictating that homeless people could not stay in public spaces is cruel and unusual punishment. Supreme Court considers a case that could criminalize homelessness. The case could also impact how local cities and states respond to homelessness. In Michigan, there was an overall 8% increase in the homeless population from 2021 to 2022. According to a state report that showed a large spike, 56% in Grand Traverse County and surrounding areas. 56% increase in homelessness in Traverse City and the surrounding areas. The case is the City of Grants Pass, Grants Pass, excuse me, Oregon versus Johnson, a homeless man, which will address whether the city can enforce its ban on public camping or whether it's cruel and unusual punishment provided, or excuse me, prohibited by the Eighth Amendment. The attorney, Thane Evangelis, attorney for the city, argued the lower court constitutionalized the policy debate on how to address growing encampments in their city of Grants Pass in response to their camping laws to protect public spaces by prohibiting specific conduct that is essential to public health. Kelsey Corcoran, who represents Gloria Johnson, said the city's ordinance makes it physically impossible for homeless people to live in Grants Pass without facing endless fines and jail time. The person's homeless. The city passed an ordinance. You can't camp out in public spaces. They passed an ordinance that provides for fines and jail time. You'll be arrested. Well, the attorney goes on to say, all the ordinances do is turn the city's homelessness problem into somebody else's problem by forcing homeless residents into other jurisdictions. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. What is the number one contributing factor to somebody being homeless? Mental illness, drug addiction, alcoholism, substance abuse, lack of education, training, laziness, whatever the situation is. It's got, the bottom line, a mental health component to it. Back in John Engler's days, we used to have state hospitals for the mentally ill here in the state of Michigan. When he and the Republicans got control, they said, not the state's problem. Closed many of those state hospitals down. The big one, of course, that they're pointing to in this story is Grand Traverse County, which is now all those buildings which house mentally ill folks from northern Michigan. They're all retail spaces now. Offices, hair salons. Where did those people go? Well, from the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, as soon as Engler and the Republicans shut those down, they went out into the public. They're homeless. They have mental illness situations to deal with. They're not reliable to be able to be hired as an employee to make money, to be able to go and rent a place to stay, a hotel, a motel, an apartment, whatever. So now they're going to sleep on the streets. Well, one of the deputy solicitor generals, Edwin Needler, who represented the Biden administration, said that if grants pass, the city can keep its ordinance. So could every other city and state implement it statewide. And eventually a homeless person would have no place to go. Justice Clarence Thomas repeatedly questioned Evangelist on whether penalties were civil or criminal. Evangelist acknowledged it was both, but clarified that none of the individuals in that concurrent case had been criminally charged, only civilly charged. Justice Sonia Sotomayor hammered Evangelist, often interrupting the attorney's responses to questions as she tried to pin him down an answer to whether or not the city's policy specifically targets the homeless population. Evangelist repeatedly replied that the ordinance was generally applicable, prompting Sotomayor to come back. That's what you want to say. Give me one example. Because your police officers couldn't. And they explicitly said, if someone has a home and is out there and happens to fall asleep, they won't be arrested. They'll wake them up and say, go home. But if they don't have a home to go to, then we have to arrest them. End quote, said Sotomayor. The attorney insisted there's nothing in the law that criminalizes homelessness. But Sotomayor countered that the city is enforcing it only against homeless people. Justice Elena Kagan's questions echoed Sotomayor's concerns. She asked Evangelist if one could criminalize the status of homelessness, but Evangelist disagreed that homelessness is a status because it's fluid. Meaning one day you have no home, perhaps the next day you do. You could criminalize homelessness. I mean, that's quite striking. You think you can criminalize somebody because they're homeless, homelessness status, Kagan said. Countering point blank, sorry, yes, you could. At one point, Kagan added that for someone who has nowhere to go, sleeping in public is kind of like breathing in public. Sorry, Kagan. There's alternatives. Bottom line, 57 social scientists, whoever they are, what that means, including Michigan State University Assistant Professor Stephen. Oh, that Polish name, I'm not even going to attempt. Przewalski, I guess. Darian Navarez-Martinez submitted an amicus brief asking the Supreme Court to affirm the lower court's decision. This was back on April 19th. Just a couple days ago, when it was announced they from Michigan State University would be going and testifying and submitting briefs to the court. Again, public health. This is what it boils down to, bottom line. And if you're not going to help people fix their mental health issues, how do you expect them ever to become productive members of society? to get a job, to pay taxes, to have a place to live, perhaps even buy a car, improve their standard of living, to fix their life. The problem is that many of these policies have taken place, surprise, surprise, Democrat-controlled cities. Look at San Francisco. Grants Pass, Oregon. In prepping for the show, looking at this story, I looked up their city. All Democrats. Mayor, city council members, every single one of them, Democrat, 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 Democrat. But they passed the ordinance. Why? Because it's overtaking their city. They are getting feedback from the residents. We will vote your butt out if you don't fix this problem. And at the city level, they don't think they can get these people mental health treatment. They can't get them into a facility. Why? Because there are no facilities. We don't have one up here in northern Michigan. Fentanyl and other problem drugs affecting our society. Oh, where's the fentanyl coming in from? The open border. Who's in charge of the open border? Biden. It's not political. It's a fact. You shut down the border. You stop the fentanyl from coming in. You shut it down. A lot of these mental health issues go away. People become productive members of society. You don't have a homeless problem. Oh, well, that's easy to say, Randy. How do you do it? You build the damn wall. You give us a real southern border, and in my opinion, a northern border. Lock it down. Nobody comes in unless we approve them. Stop the drugs. Stop the illegals from coming in. And for God's sake, for sure, stop giving them government assistance. These are resources that could be spent locally on our own residents, not somebody that crossed the border illegally. I'm telling you right now, mental health is going to be part of this year's election. And how do you address it? How do you solve it? How do you provide the mental health treatment that these people need? And then I'd like to call out the churches. Where are you guys in helping people that are homeless in your community? What has your church done to provide a place for these people to sleep and provide them some food and get them some mental health? I'm sure there's plenty enough retired parishioners that would love to mentor these people and help them. We're going to get to the $290 million for Governor Gretchen Whitmer's water project. Bomb the Hour News. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.